If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to roll. Thanks for joining us on the American Radio Network. We got a lot of things to talk about tonight. We're going to be talking about the new salary changes for healthcare professionals. And we're going to be talking about some benefits to your bitter herbs. And also, let's see, we may fit in some things on your endocrine system, and we'll see how the hour rolls. We've got a ton of stuff we can talk about. Plus, we got our quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. As you know, I lift them up in prayer every day, and I'm lifting everybody in America all over the world, brothers and sisters up in prayer, and seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, asking for his delivery, his help. We need righteous men of valor to lead this nation, and that's what I'm praying for. Please, we need that. And you'll never, ever, ever regret spending any time seeking the Lord's face. Mind the time, though. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, what are we at in the quacker? Oh boy. We have the millennials. The millennial generation, they seem to be kind of obsessed with selfies. You know, those self-portraits, those pictures they take with their phones, and then they put up their pictures on their social media, share it with friends on their phones and so forth. Apparently, according to some psychologists, they're obsessed with that. And if you ask them, you know, why do you do that? Why are you so obsessed? They go, well, you know, we're like our own brand. So it's almost like are you marketing yourself then as a product? But the selfie generation, that's what they're becoming. They feel a little bit pressured to look good all the time since they're taking all these pictures. And this pressure has led them to seek out plastic surgeons to make them look better. So according to Dr. Nicholas Nikovla, he said that I see a lot more people come into my office, and when I ask them a question, what bothers you? Why are you here? Why did you just come to see me? And he says, surprisingly enough, they say, I saw my selfie, and I hated it, and I have to fix it. So being a little bit of a self-critic there. Now, some say that it's a feeling of instant celebrity that comes with posting your photos all over the media. But when someone likes your photo, that people say, you know, and shares it and has a good comment, it gives you a boost. But psychologist Sandy Hotchkiss says that this boost has too many young people getting addicted to their selfies, and their value system leans towards the shallow end. Yeah, it's called being a narcissist. So they're geared to their physical beauty. They're geared to material success. Well, yeah, materialism, worldly things. And they're not really focusing on the inner beauty, like compassion, courage, kindness, that kind of stuff. So right on. Selfie generation. Yeah. Last but not least in the Quack Report, CDC. In the Quacker tonight, 271 new generation vaccines going to be rolling off the pike here in a little bit. Children in America today will get 56 doses of 14 different vaccines before they turn 18, but those numbers are going to be a-changing. The U.S. Center for Disease Control is awaiting the arrival of 271 more vaccines that are in development to generate an additional $100 billion to the vaccine companies by the year 2025. So they have vaccines in the works for allergies, vaccines for autoimmune disease, vaccines for cancer, which vaccines cause all those things. So why would you want a vaccine for that? Anyway, they're making their way through the pipeline, as it were. But the problem is that all those new vaccines could one day end up as a mandatory vaccine on a schedule for children to be required to, I don't know, enter public school, college, get a driver's license, whatever you want to say. And it could also end up on an adult mandatory vaccination schedule, which is what they're trying to develop now. Now, according to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's the author of the book Children at Risk, Vaccines, Government, and Big Pharma's Dirty Money. He's warning parents about this new paper trail of evidence. He says it's really all about money and serving social interest, Kennedy says. He says the CDC is in on the scam, as evidenced by at least four federal studies that paint the CDC as a cesspool of corruption, mismanagement, and dysfunction with alarming conflicts of interest, you know, supporting the corrupt research and the regulatory policy making functions there. So Kennedy also says that Paul Offit, the pediatrician who said, you know, children could take 100 vaccines at one time and it wouldn't phase them, they'd be fine. What a guy. Well, you know, he weaseled his way into the CDC Vaccine Advisory Board, and he convinced them to put into the a list of vaccines for employers, especially, is recommended rotavirus vaccine that he developed. He later earned $182 million in profits when he sold that patent of that vaccine to Merck. So there you go. One in 68 children now get diagnosed with autism. And that number, one in, it's going to be, you know, you're going to see a lower ratio soon. One in what, five? Now, VacTruth.com is reporting also that vaccine industry scientists are busy testing all sorts of experimental vaccines on poor folks in third world countries, mainly children, and there's no legal recourse for those folks. So according to Kennedy, he says the vaccine industry money really has neutralized virtually all the checks and balances that once stood between the pharmaceutical industry and our children. Sadly, true. So, yeah, do your homework. Protect your kids. God gave them to you. And you're the last word on that. He'll stand with you. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to give you a little heads up here. We're going to talk about some of the changes in the free healthcare, socialized healthcare. Basically, big salary changes for professionals, healthcare professionals. It's starting right now in the UK, but you know it's going to filter its way down over here. The health system, as you know, is on this global course, and you know financial experts have warned us, you know, that it's not sustainable. But as you're aware, in Europe, healthcare is promoted as free. What exactly are the people getting there as a free healthcare? So to sustain free services and perhaps products, there has to be funding from someplace, some source. So a variety of the sources that contribute include higher taxes, and withholding money from payroll. So let's take a look at the recent changes now taking place in the European healthcare industry, which may eventually probably will filter its way over here to the U.S. because that's what they're saying. So what's going on with the U.K. practitioners? They're getting some pay cuts. Well, in Europe, the medical practitioners, doctors, nurses, etc., are about to have the playing field of salary severely leveled. Oh, yes. The government there is preparing to mandate employee hours and pay, which involve a 6-day work week with 13-hour shifts and 20-minute breaks every 6 hours. And a pay cut is also in the mix. So currently, the average doctor pay is around $113,000 a year. However, the government wants to cut that annual salary for the average health professional to about $30,000 to $40,000 a year. So this is considered a new junior doctor's pay, and the mandates may mainly target entry-level physicians as the senior physicians start to retire or move into consultant status. So, you know, how selfless do you think a health professional is going to be when they can barely scratch by? So as governments go about to equalizing pay, the employees will also have no rights such as no automatic pay raise to keep up with inflation, no overtime or weekend pay, no maternity or sick leave. Cute. So the politicians are working at this mandate as a contract in the healthcare industry, including dentistry, and then they plan to use that model in other market sectors. So the socialized utopia is where everyone will have the same or equal lifestyle. Now, in the United Kingdom, Parliament has presented this new healthcare professional contract, and any physician leaving the active healthcare field to work in, let's say, research will face some discrimination. In other words, they're dodging this pay cut. So it is anticipated that the new regulation will be strictly enforced, and that means you'd better hope your professional staff is not on their 20-minute break when you need them. So the health of the healthcare system in the UK is severely at risk, and any profession where staff are overworked and underpaid will fail. So government's cost-saving strategies in order to make healthcare free will actually make healthcare too risky to use. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Andrew Collier. He's the co-chair of the British Medical Association Junior Doctors Committee. He says this: "We urge the government not to impose a contract that is unsafe and unfair. We will resist a contract that is bad for patients, bad for junior doctors, and bad for the national health care system. End of quote. Wow, so, you know, health is really not part of life. It is life. Government does what it has always done, and that is to demolish a working structure and replace it with a condemned one. So health is not a part of life. It is life. So government thinks it can reinvent the market, make it better with regulations, but it destroys the growth, and it chokes the life out of it. So people in government think, you know, life can't happen without them, without government in place. Well, the human condition is that life will continue regardless of government. But in light of all the new restrictions on the European healthcare professionals, it is any wonder that their physician recruitment is down by 50%? Yeah. Well, the healthcare may be free, but who's going to doctor the patients? Robots? I don't know. Here's a quote from an anonymous junior doctor in the UK. He says this: none of us feel we need to be paid more. We already work far longer than our allotted hours for free as patient care requires it. We just don't want extreme cuts to our salaries. So junior doctors reacted with absolute horror to the imposition of the new terms and conditions. End of quote. Well, I'll say, I mean, you know, you go from 113 down to 30 or 40,000, that's pretty drastic. Well, let's look at what America should brace itself for. What's happening across the pond in Europe eventually does come to the U.S., and you'll notice that the free healthcare in the U.K. shows us that, you know, they're having efficiency standards that are collapsing. Hello? So surgeries are being canceled. The waiting lists are getting longer. Hospitals are forced to hire expensive temps or inexperienced or uneducated employees to fill positions. So how do you offer free healthcare with no staff? So when governments mandate something for free, it's really unfair to the ones who have to pay, and patients pay in regards to long wait times and not being seen in a timely manner or at all. Patients pay when staff is undertrained and negligent. Patients pay when they are denied treatment. So I think Obama calls this economic patriotism. So a free healthcare system eventually works out to be an unfair mistake. And the morale of the doctors in the UK has really taken a dive as they feel that they're under attack by the very system they work for. Well, they are. So according to one major physician, he said this. His name is, well, he didn't say his name. Junior doctors, he says, are working longer hours as they make their way in medicine, and they have reacted with fury, with some claiming that they've been shafted by the UK Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt. End of quote. Mm-hmm. Well, what you're seeing is a modern exodus. As the UK braces itself for an exodus of professionals leaving healthcare, the US needs to prepare for the same. So at any moment, Congress can add new mandates to the more than 11,000 pages of the Affordable Care Act. And health professionals in the US could find themselves being pressured from both sides of the industry, the insurance companies, and what government may allow them to earn. So there are rumors that the UK's National Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, may have a physician strike on his hands, with over 53,000 doctors walk off the job. So where does that leave patients in a free healthcare system? It is said that Hunt is taking a step back from his tyrannical contracts to let things cool off. And Hunt is also blaming the unions, the British Medical Association, for exaggerating the pay cuts. But newspapers overseas state Hunt is thinking of removing the pay cuts for now. However, we know how these socialists work. They'll be back with more mandates disguised as provisions after they line up support in high places. So there are all kinds of tricks they can play. You know, take, for example, a legal accounts trick of moving the pay period back one day. For each pay period, and employees get the same pay. This kind of maneuvering of the pay term leaves employees with missing pay, otherwise known as 2 weeks paid vacation. Yep. That's how you remove a benefit, with legally. All right, so free health care, North American continent. The continent of the North America is said to be poised to remove all its borders. Hey, Donald Trump, if he becomes president, may not get to build his wall near Mexico, as law has been put into place under George Bush to melt away these borders between Canada and Mexico. So this socialized global structure has been in the making for some time. And like a frog in a heated pot, the structure has been made, you know, us individual nations, it's, you know, eroded all that away, slowly away. So according to the Pew Research Center, in 1934, Americans had approximately 20% of their pay taken from them by government. In 2014, that amount for the majority of taxpayers is 40%. Now, whispers on Capitol Hill say 40% is not enough, and government plans to increase the withholding tax in the future to 50% of your pay. 50. Wow. So in 2013, Americans earning $250,000 paid 48.9% income tax. So this is a big indicator that nothing's free, groceries, and especially health care. Here's what Senator John Sununu says. He says the precise point at which a tax deduction becomes a loophole or a tax incentive becomes a subsidy or bribe for special interest is one of the great mysteries of politics. No, it's not a mystery. It's called corruption. It's called greed. That's what it is. All right, so where does that leave you? Well, good question. Many people are accustomed to seeing their doctor and paying a small copay, especially if they're on an employer's healthcare plan. So if more restrictive mandates are in the future to make healthcare more free, then be prepared for anything. So people don't work for free, and governments should not encourage those who can work to qualify for social programs. And the scales eventually become, you know, one-sided, and then the programs collapse under strain. So Canada and Australia and the UK are all single-payer healthcare systems, and they are not doing well at all. So I used to work for a neurosurgical group of physicians. There was like seven of them. And every one of those doctors in that group, they would often throw away job offers that, you know, said starting pay $500,000. They throw that stuff in the trash because they were already earning more than that. So if government feels they earn too much, do you think a neurosurgeon will do brain surgery for $100,000 or less a year? You know, I can tell you their cars cost more than that. So to become a neurosurgeon is a grueling program to master, and a free health care, as in the UK, it will wipe out all the new recruits. Nobody's going to do it. So who's going to operate then? And those guys get called usually in the middle of the night when there's, you know, a car accident and there's brain trauma. And then, you know, through the Affordable Care Act, there's got to be some committee panel to authorize them to do surgery. Well, the guy's going to die before they get their act together. All right, let's talk about health. Well, it's not a part of life, it is life. Basically, without your health, you don't have anything, right? So individual responsibility to health will become more important as time goes on. So everyone needs a doctor for trauma, but not everyone needs a doctor for common illnesses. So you want to be prepared to pick up the slack as healthcare becomes a single-payer system and more free in the United States. So you can protect yourself. And you can sidestep a lot of worry by learning how you can use natural therapies and herbs to deal with some common health issues. So if you are on lifelong medications, you may want to research your options to strengthen your system and avoid the drug crutch, because pharmaceutical drugs tie you to the system and can make you a hostage to the drug. So if you would like to learn how you can wean off your drugs and strengthen your system, then you might want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and boost your immune system. And again, call Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Their international number is 704-885-0277. Or you can visit them at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, if you're on the website, don't forget to check out their green button, top left-hand corner, for herb coupons to help you save money on your herbal products. And sign up for the free, and these are really free, Health Quest and American Survival newsletters. They are there, and they go out. They go out each and every week. You can sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com. Just click on the newsletters, the books and newsletters tab. And you can sign up and get, you have to have email though. It's not something that's snail mailed to you. So, but they go out Tuesdays and Fridays and you'll get great information on financial data from the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading and Financial Survival. And of course the natural therapies, that will empower you. So check that out. All right. I hope everybody had a good Columbus Day. You know? It was kind of quiet. I got a lot of paperwork done. I really did. All right, we're going to talk about some bitter herbs that can help you out. And especially now, we're getting into that season where you're going to be going to more parties, more gatherings, you know, the holidays and so forth. Now, one holiday coming up, most Americans celebrate is Halloween. Lots of sugar. Lots of parties, overeating, drinking, and so forth. So we're going to talk about an herb that can help you control that overeating response, especially around Thanksgiving and Christmas. So some bitter medicinal herbs, they've been around thousands of years. And in the 1700s, pharmacists would try to sugarcoat a lot of those bitter-tasting herbs with some sweet syrups and make them what are known as an elixir. So if it is sweet, patients will take it, their medicine. So European countries are more receptive to bitter herbs for medicines than the folks in the U.S. People in the U.S., they don't like bitter herbs. It offends the taste buds. But overseas, Europeans are used to taking bitter medicine. So they're more receptive to it. Now, in Germany alone, it's estimated that 40 million doses of bitter herbs are dispensed every day. And Europeans have come to realize that if it isn't bitter, it's of little power or benefit. This is true. And do you know why that's true? Well, bitter compounds move fluids in the body. They move blood. They move mucus. They move, you know, your immune system, white blood cells. They just move things. So they have an action to them. And they get some things done. So the tannins, the oils, the glycosides, and the alkaloids of these bitter herbs will actually dictate the level of bitterness that you taste and the flavor of the herb. So the ancients knew that bitter herbs cause movement of body fluids, whether it was blood or digestive enzymes, or any bitter compounds caused a reaction, and that's why they liked them. So our ancestors knew that if the herb offended the palate, it was very valuable. How about that? So to them, the bitterness indicated power and strength in the herb, and only one needed to consume a small amount of it because it was so strong. So Americans, they need to actually retrain their taste buds a little bit if they want to receive any medicinal benefits from God's good herbs out there. So we're going to talk about some of these bitter tasting herbs, and it's a signature taste, and you'll actually get so good at it, you'll be a connoisseur of herbs. We'll be right back.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well,
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about bitter herbs, going to save you this holiday season from overeating, from putting on the extra pounds, and improve digestion, make you feel really fabulous, fabulous indeed. Well, a little history. There is a long history of the bitter herbs that improve your digestion and also help people with things like anorexia. So for hundreds of years, bitter herbs have been incorporated into drinks, tonics, liqueurs, to help improve digestion and offer some healing properties. So one herb that comes to mind is called gentian root. It has a lot of bitter properties in it. It's an herb that's been, it's used to make vermouth. And it's long been accustomed to serve a drink called vermouth before an evening meal, about a half hour before. And it stimulates digestive enzymes and juices and also the appetite. But it prevents you from overeating at the same time, which is very cool. So before there were hops that were introduced into beverages, gentian root was used in brewing. Gentian root was also introduced in the American Moxie soft drink. So these bitter herbs helped improve the efficiency of our digestion as well as to stimulate immune system function and also improve the function of the nervous system. Now, in the European market, the natural physicians there will give bitter herbs to people with irritable bowel syndrome or colic or excessive gas or flatulence and constipation issues, any pretty much digestive issues, you know, they're pulling out the bitter herbs. Bitter herbs have been used in America for a long time. Gentian root did not originate in the Americas, though. It was imported by European settlers. So early American settlers mentioned the root in their personal writings, stating that it was popular and very sought after. So, however, the root is not mentioned in the early American medicinal literature. Often in the 19th century, people would, you know, try to pass gentian root off as a highly prized ginseng being exported to China. So the natural physicians who had the most to say about this bitter root came from France and Germany and other indigenous areas where the root was vastly cultivated. So their writings support the many physiological benefits of the root for many practical applications. So it's, you know, just not from one practitioner. It's like hundreds of them confirming the benefits. So here are some of the wonders of gentian root. The power within gentian root, pretty significant. There are several different species of gentian root, but we're really interested in a variety of gentian root called Gentian Lutea. It grows in the United States, and it's usually cultivated in the mountains of California. And gentian is also known all over the world. There's different varieties that even grow in China, India, and Europe. They all contain bitter compounds and for thousands of years have been known to stimulate the production of bile. So it helps the pancreas out and it helps the gallbladder out, not to mention your liver. So the older the roots are, the higher they'll be in concentration of bitter compounds. So the old roots are going to be darker in color, and to preserve the bitter compounds, what they do with the root is they put it through a short drying cycle. Here's what John Lindy, English physician and botanist in 1838, this is what he says, there is scarcely a plant of this natural order in which the bitter principle does not exist in considerable intensity. So he was really praising gentian root, saying that it was very, very unique and practical and needed. So how do you apply the herb? Well, over the centuries, gentian root has been used for a myriad of ailments such as fever, rheumatism, toxic bowel, appetite problems like anorexia, inflammation, stomach ache, gastritis, diarrhea, nausea, heartburn, jaundice, arthritis, weakness, throat inflammations, and chronic diseases. So it's kind of an excellent herb, really, to assist not only in the digestive organs, it'll help the stomach, it'll help the liver, the gallbladder, and the pancreas, as I mentioned, but it has those other benefits as well. So in many of the ancient writings, it describes the benefits of gentian root as providing this lightness or agility. That's how the body feels. So it appears that gentian root has a track record in many cultures, different cultures all over the world, for thousands of years to be one of the world's great therapeutic herbs. Now, in the United States, gentian root was listed in the Pharmacopoeia in 1820 to 1850 However, it is still listed in the pharmacopoeias of many other countries today, but just not in the United States. So in Switzerland, the root is still used in the making of liqueur. Now, other ancient herbalists down through the centuries used this root for protection against poisons and venomous bites and rabies. So you would find gentian root in many of the European gardens, along with the sage and the wormwood. So in the 1747's Pharmacopoeia Universalis says that gentian root was used during historical plagues. So it was also documented as being used for malignant disorders and also constipation of the liver and the spleen. So the root was prepared into a beverage with lemon and orange peel, and it was served warm to tone down the bitter taste. Some other benefits, though. Gentian root has this general use of helping to strengthen the body when you're ill or recovering from a long illness. So according to the University of Texas Medical Branch, their research reports that gentian root contains this isoflavone called gingenstin that inhibits the Ebola virus. So the research was published in 2002 in the Journal of the Archives of Virology. They also reported that red clover and American ginseng offered similar isoflavone gentian benefits, or genistein benefits. So gentian root remains popular in China and in Europe as where most of the traditional herbal medicine started. But even Confucius said good medicine always tastes bitter. And during the Middle Ages, gentian root's bitter compounds were the scientific standard for measuring bitterness. And America's bad, had better get, used to the notion that sweet is better than not better for bitter compounds to work on a cellular level. Okay? That's not the case. You want the bitterness. So if you're using gentian, traditional use is to use the root. It improves your digestion. You want to take it like 30 minutes before you eat a meal. Typically, it was given in a liquid form, either in an elixir or beverage or tincture. German research mentions the herb could be used for stomach ulcers, stomach aches, healing wounds, reducing inflammation. Other research suggests pregnant or nursing women and people with high blood pressure should avoid using this herb. So those with duodenal ulcers and severe gastric disease should avoid using gentian root as well. And some adverse reactions, such as headache, nausea, and vomiting, could occur in some individuals, and doses should be limited to 4 grams. So, just follow directions if you're going to use it. And if you're one of those individuals with those conditions, you might want to avoid it. So Confucius was right about the most powerful healing herbs are going to be the most bitter. And people shouldn't be afraid of bitter herbs. So the herbs do not, they don't risk your health as pharmaceutical products. Pharmaceutical companies would have you think they would actually take bitter compounds and make their drugs out of it. So, you would often hear your grandmother say it's a bitter pill to swallow. That's where it's come from. So Apothecary Herbs, though, has added the gentian root tincture to their product line if you want to take advantage. It helps. It's under their immune-boosting herbs if you want to check it out online at thepowerherbs.com. But definitely, if you want to add it to your pandemic kit because of the research recently that it inhibits Ebola virus, it's definitely a plus to have that on hand. And your tinctures will have a 10-year shelf life if they're properly stored. So give them a call. Ask about it. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and thepowerherbs.com. You can get there typing in herbtalklive.com as well. And if you're serious about herbs, though, you need Apothecary Herbs. People are finding that out. All herbal products are not the same, You can start out with an organic herb, but what you do after that can ruin it if you're not careful. All right, we're going to talk about another herb, especially now because, the seasons are coming, the changes are coming, the leaves are falling off the trees, and people are starting to, you know, to catch colds. They're indoor more, and so we're going to talk about some herbs that can help you out, sidestep a lot of those problems. We're going to talk about astragalus root a little bit. In ancient China, the Chinese used astragalus root to help regulate their metabolisms. So it was known in China as Hung Kuai, which means the strengthener. So to the Chinese, astragalus root strengthens the human body, giving it more stamina, more vitality, and the ability to resist stress and diseases. So therefore, astragalus is the Cadillac of the Asian immune boosters. It usually was typically used in conjunction with other things, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But if you're going to use it, let's say you use it topically, it has alkaloids to help the skin heal fast. So sometimes, you know, practitioners will apply it topically. But if you use it internally, it helps assist your immune system to eliminate your toxins faster. So it's more efficient. Your immune system is more efficient, and it shortens the duration of illness. I like to pair it with other herbs. It just has a synergistic effect in it. It helps magnify the benefits. So let's talk about astragalus root. It's part of the legume family, also known as milkfesh or goat's thorn. And the saponins, or the chemical compounds in astragalus, assist the body to do what it does even better. So, for instance, when you use astragalus root, it helps the cardiovascular system with anticoagulant action to reduce the risk of blood clots or strokes. However, you don't want to mix this herb with drugs that do that, so you don't want to mix it with anticoagulant drugs, okay? So if you're taking also immune system suppressant drugs, antiviral prescription or blood thinners, you don't want to use astragalus root because the herb does not mix well with those pharmaceutical drugs. All right, here's some ancient wisdom. Astragalus root is not a newcomer in the realm of herbal medicine. So the ancient Chinese texts list astragalus root as far back as 2,000 years ago. So today, modern Chinese herbalists and other health practitioners use astragalus root to strengthen the body and is especially useful against illnesses that creates fatigue. Okay? When you get really tired, you can't even walk from the bed to the bathroom, astragalus root going to help you out. Now, for this reason, many feel that astragalus root is similar to ginseng, and in many cases, it's used also for things like diabetes, blood pressure, and even heart disease. But here's some interesting studies by science. Some valuable information that came about with the study of astragalus root. The Gurun Corporation, TA Therapeutics of Hong Kong, and UCLA, they were very interested in astragalus root. There seems to be interest in the root's telomase activator, or a cell blocker, if you will, and they think it helps to combat HIV infections and also helps reduce or slow down the aging process. So in 1983, the University of Texas Anderson Cancer Center in Houston did some studies on astragalus root. Their research suggested that astragalus root improved the immune system of those undergoing chemotherapy for cancer. It was further noted that patients taking the astragalus root had fewer side effects from the chemotherapy. Now, other studies show that the astragalus root helps support the gland system, helps balance hormones related to stress. So if you're worried about, you know, a cortisol stress hormone and gaining weight, astragalus root going to help you out. Now, it also helps people that suffer from allergies that are prone to environmental allergies. And some animal studies using astragalus root showed that it helped the immune system killer T cells become more vigorous and aggressive. And another animal study using mice showed that astragalus root helped the immune system make more macrophages or white blood cells to destroy bacteria and viruses and fungus. And a study out of China showed that human cardio patients suffering from heart infections improved significantly when they were given injections of astragalus root. Now, one very interesting Chinese study showed that mice that were receiving a cancer chemotherapy drug developed liver damage from the drug. It was a side effect. However, the mice that also took astragalus root tincture did not suffer the liver damage. Very interesting. Another Chinese study showed that astragalus root also improved sperm mobility, and those with HIV who used astragalus root had lowered their blood pressure, improved their cardiovascular function, and enhanced their immune system as well. So there you go. Now, there are some other factors. Now, with any good thing, you just don't want to overdo astragalus root. So you want to follow product instructions. Use it only when you have to, because it isn't a multivitamin that you should take 365 days a year, although it won't overstimulate immune system like echinacea root can, which you would only use 2 to 3 weeks straight, and then you have to take a break. But, you know, astragalus root is there to get you over the hump, okay? You can use it as a prevention during cold and flu seasons if you like, short term. And since astragalus root is indigenous to Asia, the root is dried, cut, and into slices that tend to resemble popsicle sticks, and they're sold in stores there. But it is grown and cultivated now in the United States. But the Chinese like it because it has this sweet licorice-like taste to it. And in America, astragalus root is sold powdered, usually put into capsules or tablets or made into tinctures. So it's high in magnesium, and silicon, and zinc, which is the fuel that your immune system will use to reverse immune system suppressants and heart muscle damage, things like that. I like to pair astragalus root with my American ginseng or my Siberian ginseng and my immune booster formula. It's really a good nip it in a bud combo for colds and flu. So you can use them. They have a synergistic effect. Sometimes you can pair the astragalus root with the juniper comunas, juniper monosperna. It's the white juniper berry that you use to help balance blood sugars. It just helps the juniper work more efficiently that way. And you can also use, like I said, the astragalus root with your echinaceas. If you have an echinacea formula, that's fine too. It'll just boost the action. So for improved cardiovascular action, you can use it with your heart herbs, if you like your hawthorn berries and things like that. So it's also excellent, I understand, for relieving angina pain. So astragalus root has some uses. So it's a great day. If you want to, pick up some astragalus root, some certified organic or astragalus root tincture, you'll find that at Apothecary Herbs. They sell it separately, but you'll also find it as one of the formulas in their Three Amigos pack, which is really good for immune boosting and, nip it in the bud stuff. They do have an adult and a children's version, so you can select the one you need and stock up there. They also have their heart and cholesterol and their diabetic formulas if you want to pair your astragalus root with that. So do pick up a catalog, a free product catalog. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Right, watch that vitamin C, folks. I know a lot of people say, well, I'm just going to take some vitamin C and for the cold and flu season, but most of the vitamin C is made in China. It's where it's coming from. I know a lot of people pick up that airborne stuff, the vitamin C fizz stuff. Yeah, China, made in China. All right, we got a few minutes. We're going to talk about some glands a little bit. A lot of people are having gland disorders lately. Body has 8 major glands, which produce hormones and chemical messengers to help regulate specific functions throughout the bloodstream. And those hormones penetrate into tissue and organs. And in other words, your glands affect your entire body from head to toe. So we're going to take a look at your glands. And want to give your glands some TLC from time to time, like your thyroid, your pancreas, ovaries, testes, adrenal glands. There you go. Now, the glands of the body have a lot to do. They have a lot to do with the mood you're in. If you have children, you want to reproduce, you want to make sure that you have glands that are healthy for the sexual function of the body. If you can adequately digest your food if you have good functioning glands. Now, if you want to breathe better and absorb more oxygen into the blood and to have better circulation, you better make sure your glands are healthy. So if you want to maintain a normal body temperature, for instance, and cut out some toxins, have normal growth hormones, in other words, you know, you can't have sick glands and be that well, okay? Your glands are real important. So some of the precursors to gland problems, you'll see endocrine or hormone diseases. Infections can, mess up your blood chemistry. Your electrolyte balance can be off. It can influence a lot of things. Stress is also going to mess up your glands and the heartbeat, so you got to be careful with that and be able to manage stress better, and nutrition helps you do that. Most endocrine diseases are treated with hormone drugs by medical science, so they're treating symptoms and not the cause, so be aware of that. Now, men usually notice a problem when their testosterone level drops and they experience a disinterest in sex. Their sex drive is off, or they have erectile dysfunction, or symptoms like that. Testosterone is really a major sex hormone for men, and it affects their drive, their sperm production, their body hair, their muscles, and their bones. So if this problem goes unchecked, the male can lose bone density, muscle mass, strength, weight gain, become moody, have low energy, and similar things. So, you know, diseases and trauma and injury of the male reproductive system can also offer a risk, but we're talking about glands. And modern medicine treats these cases with hormone replacement drugs, and they come in lots of forms, injection, pills, capsules, gels, patches. And if you're over 50, science expects you to have a testosterone problem. So the treatment and the side effects of these drugs are high. You have red blood cells, acne, breast enlargement, enlarged prostate, possible prostate cancer, sleep apnea, edema of the extremities, you name it, these drugs have lots of side effects. Also, females are at risk as well. They can have a metabolic immune disorder. Women can have 5 times more thyroid disease than men. And, of course, this is a problem nationwide. So, basically, your glands are important. I'm going to have to cut this short because I know I'm coming up to the end of the hour. But you do have options. You do have options. Do research all your options before you embark on any therapy or drug treatment. One of the herbs that I like to use to give to soothe all the glands of the body is mullein. So let's say, you know, you often get, when you're under stress or you think you're coming down with something, your glands in your neck swell and get tender, take some mullein. Mullein's awesome. It really takes the stress out of the glands. The glands tend to be filtering organs, and some glands, like your tonsils, are the only gland that manufactures an antibody for polio. So, or your appendix, another gland that helps keep the bowel system healthy. So glands are real important. They're all over the body, and if you need some extra nutrition to help you deal with stress, reduce that cortisol hormone, look at the Body Foundation food mix, as well as the mullein tincture at the powerherbs.com website. You'll be amazed at the nutrition you can pump into the body with those simple herbs, non-toxic way to deal with it, extremely affordable, and makes you more powerful. So there you go. No copays, no insurance cards. It's all about you. Yay! I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.